So, looking at this review sheet, at least I hope you guys at least review this. Okay. So, what do we know? What do we know for sure? What we know is we'll get to the I want to get to the Rabbanan thing, but before we get to the Rabbanan thing, we have to first define abaye. Okay, abaye. In other words, the first step of maybe we can line up Brisa number one with above machlokes with abaye. So again, Levi says avodas are not mitzaref, right? The Tanakh or whatever Rabbanan hold they are mitzaref, right? We can line up the Chachamim like the Chachamim, right? Where the Chachamim will hold by this case of Shnei Kvasim, where I shecht one keves, right? And have in mind I have half kezias of Achila, right? Which is half Matir plus half Achila, right? So one way to learn is to say that Rabbanim line up like Rabbanim, meaning that the same way regular Vodos are Mitztarif, so too by the case of the Shnei Kvasim, if I do Shita Keves Achas, half Kazai Sechila, right? What I do in one will affect the other, right? Or does you go like Rebbe holds like Levi, which means that just like Shchita and Zrika aren't Mitzarif, so too Chatzi Matir and Chatzi Achila is not Mitzarif either, okay? That's statement number one, okay? Or we'll call it the Havamina. Then the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, Abaye says that's not true because he would hold that Kulo Matir is Mitzarif. Right, he would just say that chatzi matir chatzachila is not mitzarif. To put it in a simpler way, in other words, the Havmina wants to line up all four cases, right? 1-1-1-1, right? And the Maskana is saying, no. Rebbe could hold his own position and disagree with Levi. Rebbe could say chatzi matir chatzachila is not mitzarif, and still hold kulo matir chatzachila is mitzarif.
And Levi has to hold.
Levi holds kulo matir is not mitzarif. Shchita. Right.
So why are we calling it
Kulo Matir? Because think about it for a second. That's already one step towards how to define this, but think about it. Kulo Matir means the very thing itself doesn't lend itself to a split. You can't do half of a Shechita. Now Darius is going to say, well, what do you mean? What about the case of Shnei Kvasim? No. By the Shnei Kvasim, I have to Shecht two Kvasim. So when I Shecht one Keves, that's Chatzi Matir. I'm halfway there, right? When I Shecht the second one, now I've completed the matir process. Now it's kulo matir. But a maisa shchita on an individual korban, there is no chatzi matir or zrika. There's no idea of a half a zrika, right? You can't have a chatzi matir of zrika. Well, you need to explain this as follows. You need to explain why you would think kulo matir chatzi achila is equivalent to chatzi matir chatzi achila, right? How they're the same. And the maskana is that no, that kulo matir chatzi achila mitzarif, right? And then chatzi matir chatzi achila is not mitzarif. How they're different. Havina is that you can create some type of equivalency. Maskana is no. If I asked you what makes more sense, does it make more sense to say the cases are equivalent or different? What would you say? Equivalent, right? I'd say the Havina would seem to make more sense. Really?
No.
That's why.
See, here's the tension. It's a very simple point. You definitely did a full Maisa Shchita, right?
Yeah.
When you checked one keves. I didn't do half an act of shchita. I did a complete act of shchita. I shechted this animal, right? So mipi the maisa shchita. You can't tell me that shechting the keves is any different. Shechting one of two kvasim is any different than shechting a keves by itself. Insofar as a maisa shchita is concerned. So the havina, if you look at the act of shechting as a discrete maisa, so then why would you ever differentiate between the shchita of on one korban and a shchita on multiple kvasim? It's irrelevant because. In other words, the chiv of the Shnei Kvasim is I must shecht that keves and I must shecht that keves. Just like when I bring a seven kvasim, right? Or whatever, 14, whatever it is. I got to shecht each one. So each one's his own maisa shchita, right? So if you look at it insofar as discrete actions are concerned, it should line up perfectly like Levi. The Havin is very easy. So Uri's getting to one of the problem here. Because the problem, though, is that we also know, right? We also know that there's no way this korban, right, is complete until I do a shchita on every keves, right? Okay. Right, well, okay, right. So this is where the tension exists. It's a complete maisa, but on the other hand, though, what it's supposed to be doing, right, it's lacking in its role, right? And it's, well, and I'd say it's function, okay? I'm also purpose, because what is the purpose? Okay, that's good. What's the purpose of shchita here? What's shchita there to do? Okay?
Further along the process.
Exactly. It's there to bring about the next step in the process of avoda. See, every avodah in the Mikdash that you do, right, it's a fascinating thing. There's an action, but in part of the definition of the action is also that it is bringing about the next stage. I know. This is the application of that. So here, what's happening is that the reason why you could split off Chatzi Matir from Kula Matir is you would say that when Shechita, since Shechita functions as a Matir, its role is to bring about the next step in the process of Avoda, right? So therefore, even though I did a discrete Maisa Shechita, you can't say I've done anything insofar as bringing about the next step in the Avoda. Meaning, Chatzi Matir doesn't really mean, there is no idea of half a Matir, right? You're using that terminology, but what does Chatzi Matir really mean?
Not a Matir.
Right, meaning that I can't assess Matir until I've done the second Shechita. Right? It's a fascinating idea. It's two discrete actions, right? But luckily speaking, right, I've done half of the job. Even though I've done a discrete Maisa. What? Well, right. Well, that's what I mean. And half a job is no job. Right? No job. Okay. But now is where we go off the reservation. Or the deep end, depending on your perspective. Okay? Because the Gemara's comeback is such an astonishing comeback. I mean, when I first did this, I was like, wow. What kind of comeback is that? So the Gemara, now, let's keep this in mind. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, right, I put this in the review sheet, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, in his case of Chatzi Matir, Chatzi Achila, he says it's kosher, okay? So, Rabbi says back to Abaye, if you're going to tell me that Kulo Matir, Chatzi Achila, right? Kulo Matir, Chatzi Achila, which you get kares for, okay? And there's tziruf there, Rebbe would have to therefore say that chatzi matir, chatzi achila, the korban would be pasul, meaning it's an iser derabanan. Why?
Wait.
Right. He says it's kasher. Now, why would he have to say it's korban pasul? Because think about it. I'm not giving a svar. I'm just saying. Think about it. Rabbinically speaking, right? So we know if I do A plus B, right, that I get karis for. And to protect someone from kares, what would I say? I'd say if something is half A plus B, or it's dome, it's similar to A plus B, Rabbanon are going to step in. It's like a natural response from Rabbanon. We have to gozer here. Start from Amrle Rava Bar Rav Hanan Labai. Let's start from there. Yudan Amabet. Okay, so look what he says. So you'd have to have a gzira, okay, built off of it. Okay, how do they know that's true? So watch. So there's going to be two examples here where there's a machlokes, right? Again, two examples of a machlokes. One side holds it's kares. The other side says the korban's pasul. It doesn't say one side holds it's kares and one side says it's kasher. Both Rav Yossi and Rabbanan are going to step up and say, in opposite cases, that even though halachically speaking should be kasher, the Rabbanan, there's a gzera. The Rabbanan come along and say they're gozer one up to the other. So what's the case?
Is that always
possible? Okay, so the Mishnah says. Okay, so what does that mean? So the guy has in mind, the Kohen is komates the mincha, okay, al menas to machder lavona tomorrow. Okay, so he's komates the mincha, he does his kmitza, and he has in mind at the moment of kmitza to bring the lavona, right? What was the lavona? Right, tomorrow. Okay? Okay. Remember, now keep in mind, remember, the komates and the lavona, right, have a relationship with each other, right? Okay, go on. Oh, so the Chachamim say it's pigle. Right? But Rav Yossi says puzzle. Now, if he says it's puzzle, what does that mean?
Then it's Dirabanan.
What?
Dirabanan.
What do you mean it's Rabbanan? Yeah, it's puzzle means Rabbanan. Correct. Take a look at Rashi. See what he says, Komates Dilavona Atu. Yeah. Take a look at Rashi where it says Rav Yossi Gazar, right? See that? Second wide line. Atu pigle. Right? So you have a case where it is pigel, and then it goes there because it's pigel, atu pigel. Okay? What's the Karis case that Rav Yossi's Gozer on? What's that case? There has to be a classic case that he's Gozer on, right, to build the Gzira off of. What is that? You don't know. Okay? So what's that case? Levona. Okay, so he, what do you call it? He's Rashi. I think Rashi's on this, right? Right? Ravana Nami Masnisin Dektani Pigel Bahaktaris Komates Amanaz Lechol Shirayim Lamachar. Remember that case? Below Pigel Bahaktaris Levona. Remember that case? Right. So what did the guy do? He was Pigel, he did Pigel on Haktaris Komates that he's going to eat the Shirayim Lamachar, right? But not on the Haktaris Levona. So he had in mind by the Komates, right, to have the Shirayim Lamachar, but not on the Levona. Or if he has it on the Levona, not on the Komates, either way, right? Keep going. Rameir Omer Pigelhu. Keep going. Chacham Romerim. Oh, Chaim Leva Kares, right? Rameir Omer Pigelhu. Red Pigel, the Chaim Leva Kares. So the second case is the easier one. So let's just focus on that one. And they're actually both pretty easy, but the second one's definitely a little easier. Okay? Komates and Levona. Okay? Together, they do what? Matir. Right? Together. Separate, what are they? What? They're Chatzi Matir. Right? Okay, what are they Matir? So let's say they're Matir, what do you call it? The next step in the process. Okay? But the point, though, is that what he's learning is that Komates is Chatzi Matir. I can't say too much yet. Right? Komates is Chatzi Matir, and Levona is Chatzi Matir, right? So what do you see? You see that, what's he doing?
It's not really analogous to the other case, though.
Hold on. What he's saying is that, all he's saying is that, what do you see? You see that there's a cool, that the Chachamim must be Gozer, right? When they say it's Puzzle, because their Gozer off Kulo Matir, right? A case of a Kulo Matir, right, can only produce the Durbanon of a Chatzi Matir. So the Komets Levona case, the Komets is a Chatzi Matir, and Levona is a Chatzi Matir. And what do you see? The Chacham said is an Issa Derbanan. Okay?
Yes.
No. But Kanarik's correct. This doesn't make any sense. Okay?
Why?
You're going to need another Rushi for this. Let the Gemara talk. Oh. I don't want you to speculate. So the Gemara is going to say, you're wrong.
Okay?
He says, you're wrong. He says, no. Right, but he's saying, don't think that what you think is a raya is not a raya. So listen to this. He says, Bishlama. Okay, good. And Rabbanan Gazre. Chote. Okay. Haba. Okay, stop. Okay? Okay. So the first step he makes is, let's just deal with Rabbanan. So he's saying, you're making a mistake. You're making a critical error because it's true that the Komates and Levona, when they're together, are Chatzi Matir, okay? But we have a case where Komates can exist
independently
alone. And in that case, where it's a Kulo Matir, right? Where the Komates is by itself and it's a Kulo Matir, it doesn't need Levona. So in that case, what happens? You can get Kares in that case. So if you can get Kares in a case when Komates is by itself, right, then a person would make a mistake and think, well, what do you call it?
In the case of two, he would think, in the case where Levona and
Komates are together, if it's kosher, then he's going to go back and think, well, if I bring the two together, it's kosher. Then I'll think when I bring it on its own, it's not a problem. Okay?
That's a classic
right, but the problem, though, is that what the heck does this have to do? One second, how does this line up, though? Because I don't understand. In other words, what's the back and forth in the Gemara then? Because the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi should have made a gzira on Chatzi Matir Chatzi Achila, on Kulo Matir Chatzi Achila.
Yes.
So the Gemara is saying that's not Dome, meaning that there's no. The similarity between Chatzi Matir Chatzi Achila and Kulo Matir Chatzi Achila, they're not similar. So Rabbanan can't be gozer on that. Rabbanan are going to gozer. Rabbanan are going to be gozer when there's a possible mess up, and the mess up would exist if there's a similarity. Meaning that like if I see I could do it this way, and it's mutter, then if I do it the other way, I would think that it's not such a bad. I could do it also. So by the case of Chatzi Mati or Chatzi Achila, so the Gemara is saying that Rebbe would hold, he would say that Chatzi Mati or Chatzi Achila is not Domina Kulo Mati or Chatzi Achila. But when it comes to the case of, for some reason, by komates, right, where komates can be done by itself, right, it can be done separate from Levona, and I get curries for that, then the Gemara is saying that he... But they seem like they're comparable. Right. So what's going on here? All right, we'll finish the rest of this tomorrow, okay? But this is very strange. The Gemara, it gets worse also because the Gemara senses the...
The Gemara